TD Wells, entrepreneur. Thank you for listening. I am very, very grateful for anyone that decides that they'd like to listen to my podcast and then also support it. I really appreciate that. And just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting on here. And all today is that I want to talk about is why is it that a stranger will support your idea and your vision. They don't even know you, but your friends and families won't. And so what I want to say to you is that it's okay, because that's really not your problem. It's really their problem. They're dealing with fears and whatever they're dealing with. So I just want to tell you that at the end of the day, you don't have to focus on anything other than just focusing on what your visions are and what the ultimate goal is that you would like to accomplish, and just focus on that and go after it. Because at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter what they say and what they do if they don't support your vision. See, here's the thing, is that complete strangers don't know you. They don't have any clue what it is that you do and how you do it. However, they, for some reason, resonated with the idea. And that says something, that when a complete stranger wants to do business with you or is supportive of your idea, well, then that's when you know things are right. That's when you know things are happening. See, when you don't have, when your friends and family and anyone else, your peers or whatever, are not very supportive, it's because they have their own fears that they're dealing with initially. And when they're dealing with those challenges in their lives and they're dealing with those fears that they have, well, it just means that they weren't able to accomplish whatever it is that they are seeing you do. And that's okay. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Eventually they may come around. Hey, maybe you might inspire them. But what I will share is that it's okay and it's pretty normal. And sometimes it's not normal for friends and families not to be supportive, right? And we don't ever want to feel that way. We don't ever want to feel that our friends and family don't want to support us. We want them to love what we do and love our idea. But look, the facts are is that it's your vision and you just have to see that vision through. And don't quit. Don't give up on the fight. Don't give up on whatever it is that's brought you to that point, because you've planted the seed now. And see, here's the thing, is that if you're still going at it after your family and friends have told you that they're not going to support you, or that they haven't given you support, or they haven't showed up to your event, or whatever the case may be, well, then if you're still going, well, that means that you've planted the seed. That means that you've actually have decided and made the decision that you no longer will have to basically deal with what and how they think about your idea and the opportunities that have come about and that have come about in your life. So all today is about is just getting you an understanding of that. It's your dream. It's your vision. And you just have to unlock it and allow it to flow. Allow it to come to you. Don't resist. That's really my big thing in life these days is, you know, be in complete alignment and don't resist the ideas and the opportunities that are coming your way. Allow them in, because there may be something you can learn from those things. There are opportunities and they come to you for 100%, they come to you for a reason. And when you have decided that you're just going to allow it in, and I don't mean that you're actually going to go ahead and take on the opportunity. I mean that sometimes you just got to let it in, and sometimes you just got to let it go. And what I mean by let it go is that if it's not working, don't keep banging your head on it. Take another direction. It's okay. It's okay to fight through whatever it is that you may have been feeling at that point in time, just to keep going. Because whatever may come about, whatever may come from that, you're going to be pleasantly surprised that that's the actual direction that you were supposed to be going. I want to thank you for listening. I hope that, you know, I was able to give a little insight here tonight, this evening, this morning, wherever you are in the world, and that I can share a little bit of inspiration with anyone, that I just want to inspire people. I don't do this because I want to make money from it. I don't do this because somebody told me to do it. I do it because I'm really passionate about it. My heart is 100% in to helping people to fight through whatever it is that they have to get to make things work for them. And that's really what I'm here for. That's why I do what I do, is because I love to see people succeed. I love to see people win, because if they're winning, I'm winning. And that's really what it's about. We all need to win. We all need to help each other. We need to pull each other up to have this whole thing sometimes make sense throughout the process. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great day. And if, like I said, if you'd like to support me on this podcast, I'd love to keep engaging and keep giving out as much knowledge and transformational type things here on this podcast. Thank you. Bye.